Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, with a cold. You can probably hear it in my voice, eh? And this radio program is for October 1st, 2016. I'm sorry I'm a little nasally here, but it comes with having a physical body. But my spirit is here, and I am eager to do this radio program, so I hope you can ignore my little deficit here, my physical deficit, and listen to some of the things I have to share with you today. Very grateful to be with you. I want to remind you that this radio program, as well as everything that you see on the website at aspire.org, is there because of sponsorship, because people like yourself who listen to this radio program or watch my TV programs make contributions to keep them on the air. Airtime is expensive. Your kindness is deeply appreciated. And I hope that you will, well, support us. And if you're not a sponsor already, this is a very good time to become one. Our mystery donor, who I am very grateful for, is matching year-end donation gifts that are, well, coming in to support this radio program. And if you become a sponsor either on a quarterly or a weekly, or excuse me, monthly basis, he will match your donations. And that's very important to this program. So I hope that you will become a sponsor. There's lots of little gifts that are there for sponsors. Go take a look at sponsorship on the website at aspire.org, and it'll clue you in on everything. Oh, I slept last night just probably a couple of hours, but I was thinking a lot about this program, believe it or not. And I get these emails from time to time, and I collect them. I want to thank those people who do email me with questions for the radio program. And I call this one, Do I Have To's? That's kind of what this program's about. Do I have to? And let me get into it. I think you'll understand. The first one comes from Robert, and he gives me this whole litany of, I won't get into it all, of how the program and me and everything sounds to him. And he ends it in this way. He said, please answer on radio. In order to, quote, get you and get it, do I have to give and forgive? I really don't care for this. Well, yes. If you're going to mature spiritually, if you're going to mature in any way, shape, or form, we all, including me, have to give and forgive. I was working with one of my students who is leaving her body right now. It's a very interesting situation. And her husband was by her bed, and he's taking very good care of her. He's a wonderful person. And he looked at me and he said, you know, it all boils down to giving and forgiving, doesn't it? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, now I'm getting the message. It seems that most of us don't get the message about giving and forgiving. What does it mean to give, and what does it mean to forgive? It's one of the most essential attributes, essential relationships of a person's life, to be able to give totally and completely. The reason most people cannot give is because they have not forgiven. We don't forgive ourselves. We don't forgive other people. We don't even ask for forgiveness. Because when we do ask for forgiveness, we know that people will say, oh, I forgive you, and it's insincere. We know that. I know that. You know that. But that's not why we do the forgiveness thing. That's not why we ask for forgiveness. The first thing I must forgive, and let's say in my case, would be Gregory. He knows not what he does. He thinks he does at the time, maybe, but later on he finds out that this wasn't correct and that wasn't sincere and this wasn't kind. And he goes on and on and on with all of this. And he doesn't mature. And the reason he doesn't mature is he can't see how to forgive himself. His own insincerity is what hits him. his own insincerity about what it means to give and forgive. And that's what we're up against in this life. You can say you forgive, but until you have forgiven yourself, really forgiven yourself, and you can see how important forgiving is and why it is so important, we will never be able to truly give. And with the measure we meet life with, that will be the measure we get back into this life. And I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about fortunate situations that people want to have in their life. I'm not talking about that at all. I am talking about the authentic giving of love. I find that people are very stingy about love. You can tell someone you love them and they're taken back. And the only reason they're taken back is because they think that love has something to do with emotionality. Their entire life is based in the emotionality of their human body, their genetics, and their DNA. And they can't see past any of that. So when you tell someone you love them, they think, oh, well, I must be very special because you love me. Or, you know, I don't feel the same way about you because the emotionality isn't there. But you don't want to go into that. You don't want to get into that kind of insanity. It's detrimental to your life. What you want to be able to do is love, just love. And that has to begin with me forgiving myself. And how do I do that? Is there a psychological way to proportion my attentions and say, well, this wasn't your fault, this is your fault, you'll just have to let that? No. You have to be able to stand back. See the human for what it is. See how it makes mistakes. See where it comes from. Recognize the genetics, the DNA, the whole kit and caboodle. You've got to see the bigger picture, not the smaller one. If you live in the small picture of your life, you'll miss everything that's important. You've got to step back and see the bigger. What am I doing? What am I doing in my life? What am I doing with myself? What am I doing? And because there is so much doing and emotionality in all of this, we miss the meaning of our own existence. We're just too busy being emotional. If you step back and just observe and watch, seeing the bigger picture for what it is and how it is, you can easily forgive. You recognize there is no one to forgive. There is nothing to forgive. Forgiveness is a total release of my ego, my hubris, that is constantly trying to infect my life with the genetic disposition of my ancestry. And when I am no longer interested in infecting my life with such silliness, such futility, all of a sudden you will find the whole life is forgiveness. Everything is about an ebb and a flow. And all you have to do, believe it or not, is jump into that ebb and flow and live in the forgiveness that is what you are, the love of your life, the essence of your life, the beauty of your life. Yes, the only way you're going to get it is you're going to have to give and forgive. But people have a very difficult time giving because they haven't forgiven. They can't give because they're too busy counting the beans, trying to figure out how much they can afford to give or not give. People are shrewd and cunning. And you'll find your human side is shrewd and cunning also. And it can find every reason not to give, not to be kind, not to be compassionate. To me, giving is about compassion and loving kindness. It is not about just dollars and cents. It's about more than that. Money given just for the sake of money is not given in kindness and love. To do it because you think you owe someone or that you want aggrandizement for your gift, or because you want to believe that somehow in your giving you gain merit in your life, is a useless venture. And it causes nothing but pain and sorrow in our life. That's when giving doesn't give. The only giving that truly gives is the gift of the heart. And if your donation or your loving kindness, your act of loving kindness towards another person, no matter how small you may think it is, passing the salt at the table, opening a door to help someone, no matter what it is, it matters. And it matters if you do it from your heart, because that's the only thing that matters in this life, is your relationship with your heart. Your relationship with your heart will define your relationship with silence. Your relationship with silence will define the essence of your love. Well, it isn't your love or my love. It is love itself. And that does matter. Yes, my dear one, you're going to have to give and forgive. And whether you get it or not, it is a part of the mystical mystique of this world and the laws that we live in. May this serve you well, dear one. Please forgive me. Namaste. Everyone wants a quick fix, don't they? The quicker, the faster, the better, you know. All right, here's the next one from Andy. Do I have to meditate to get it? Andy. Andy lives in Colorado. Well, Andy, I can only speak for myself, okay? There is getting it and then there's getting it. When I first started my journey, the first thing I recognized is that if I'm going to get it, as you say here, I'm going to have to change the way I operate. Now, the mere fact that I am curious about what it means to get it is an interesting thing. It's something we carry over from lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So if you're curious about getting it, like you seem to be here, you took the time to listen to me, which I appreciate, and you took the time to write this email, which I appreciate, then there must be something more. You must be going a little deeper into the forest. You know the old story. There was a great sage who was sitting in the forest, and he watched this man day in and day out and day in and day out labor to cut down trees, chop up the wood and go haul that all into the village and sell it so he could live. He worked very hard. So the sage was sitting there one day and he said, you know, if you go a little deeper into the forest, you'll find a copper mine, and you can make three times what you make now with half the work. So the man thought, well, what the heck? So he went in a little deeper in the forest, and there was a copper mine, lo and behold. And he was right. The master was right. He took some of the copper, sold it, and made more money with less work. He was very grateful to the sage, but the sage said, no, well, wait. If you go a little deeper into the forest, there's a silver mine. And if you go into the silver mine, you can make far more money than you did with the copper mine with, again, less work. So he thought, well, you know, he was right. Before he went in, and by golly, there was a silver mine. And he made much more money in the village with the silver. He was incredibly grateful. So he thought he had found it all, as we all do. So he goes to the sage and thanks him. The sage said, whoa, 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 wait. If you go a little deeper, you'll find a gold mine. And if you find that, you will do far less work and gain, oh, much more. So he thought to himself, wow, I have to give up all these other mines. I'll go in. He went in and found the gold mine. And he became very wealthy. And he came back to the sage and he said, I could not thank you enough for... And the sage stopped him and said, you know, this isn't it. If you go a little deeper, you will find a diamond mine. And the diamonds will bring you great, great, great wealth. Well, the man thought about it and went right in, forged through the forest, as it were, found the diamonds and the diamond mine, and became extremely wealthy. He went back to the sage to thank him, and the sage smiled and said, oh, but if you give up all of what you have found and go a little deeper, you'll find the greatest treasure in life. Well, the man thought, well, he had found all the great treasures. He said, what could that be? And the sage said, you'll find your heart. And the story ends there. My master used to tell this story over and over and over again to new people. And it is true. It is true. If you go a little deeper past your desires, your ambition, your pride, your vanity, if you go just a little bit past it, Andy, you will find inside yourself the greatest of all treasures. It is your heart. And it can open up so many beautiful doors of consciousness in you. It can open up the door to everything in your life that is important. The things in life that are truly important are not the things that you can touch with your fingers or even with your thoughts. The things that are most important are the things that dwell deep inside you. They are inexplicable. They are the mystery of life itself. And should you work upon yourself with any sense of love, should you really be interested in the way of love, then you will find that going in and meditating is a very important thing. I offer you Tibetan pulsing meditations. I offer you a way, a method, a manner of meditation. Catharsis, letting go of the hurt, the pain, the sorrow, the anger, and then slowly working yourself into feeling the vibe, the absolute beauty of what it means to resonate to tones and textures that live inside you, that awaken dormant parts of our being and awaken us to the immortality of love and kindness and what it truly means to live our life more consciously. This is what our living is all about. This is what our life is all about. So, yes, Andy, you will eventually, I would think, maybe I'm wrong, seek meditation. You will seek the silence of it, the energy of it, the beauty of it, the vibration of it. The unspoken kindness and love that comes out of this is only from the heart. And it transcends anything that you have ever seen in this world that you thought was for your good or was good. The beauty of meditation is itself. Meditation is in itself everything. It is everything and anything. And it generates all sorts of loving kindness into the experience of our own, well, consciousness. You have to work upon yourself. Did you think, Andy, this was just going to happen by chance or by luck? Did you think that you could just get it listening to this person on the radio? No. You have to go deeper. You have to go further. You have to want love more than wanting what you think is love. And when you get to that place in your life, you've come to the meaning of your living. It takes practice. Practice, 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 learning how to make meditation a way of life. It isn't just sitting here formally, closing your eyes, watching your breath. It is that which seeps into your very life like fog, nurturing trees with moisture. It seeps deep inside your bones, your being, and it brings about consciousness. You are alive, alert, aware. You are awakened. You become beautiful. You already really are. You just forgot how beautiful your life really was. I'm afraid you have to if you want to get it. Everybody meditates that gets it, and everybody that gets it meditates that I know of. So I'm just telling you my experience. If there's something outside of that, I am more than willing to listen. This is just my experience. And since you asked, there you are. I hope it helped. Please forgive me. Namaste. I love questions like that. I it's simple, it's just really lovely. Last one comes from Angie. She does not tell me where she lives. Do I have to come to your workshops and retreats to get it? It seems so expensive. Angie, you're not ready for the experience yet. You are bean counting. Your life is worth far more than what you spend on a retreat or a workshop. This is a way of life I am teaching here. This is not some religion or philosophy. I am teaching you how to live. And yes, money is a part of that. And if your life isn't worth that to you yet, there is nothing in this world I could ever say to you that would help you. People get all worked up and emotional about many things. And what people do to sell you on anything is keep dangling before you that carrot that says to you that if you come, this will happen. If you come, that will happen. Well, if you came, I doubt if anything could happen. You'd be so busy worrying about, is this worth the money I'm spending? You'd miss the whole thing. So it's not your time yet. Your time may come, I don't know when, in some lifetime or another. It's not for me to say when it will come because I have no idea when it will come. But it will come. So go on, live your life, do your thing, be cheap. Don't see your life as anything other than what you can afford and the amount of money you have and yada-da, 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 yada-da. I've heard it all in my many years of being a teacher. And I just don't care anymore. It isn't important to me. People who are counting beans are counting beans, and you'll never get them to stop counting. What is important to me is the person who seeks that which lives within themselves, the immortal soul of them, their being. And this is a priceless thing. If you go a little deeper into the forest, you'll find the greatest treasure of all. But it's going to require effort. And you have to see that what you give to come to a workshop or to come to a retreat is a very small price to pay for all that has happened within you. My students will tell you that. It's a very small price. For they have found that which they couldn't have bought anywhere else. You won't find what I'm teaching in a store. You won't find it on the internet. You won't find it looking for something in the world that will give you the bargain. People think that inner work should be free. Well, it's not. Nothing is free. I have to give. You have to give. I spent years and thousands of dollars to come to a point where I could share this with you. In my travels, in my work, in my donations, in my caring, you begin to find out what this is really all about. It's about a certain quality of love. And when I am sitting there counting and pinching pennies, I am not in love. I am emotional. And in that emotion, I will do many silly things that will not help my life at all. So yes, you're going to have to come to workshops and retreats. That's where it's all happening. That's what I'm teaching. Right now I'm working on deathlessness with my students. Kind of an interesting subject, but I doubt if you'd maybe spend the money for it, would you? What a ripoff, huh? But there you are. When you're ready, it'll happen, I guarantee it. Thank you for your beautiful question, Angie, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, or something I can serve you with, I'd be honored. Come to the website at aspire.org. You will see media and then Satsang with Siraj. That be me. Just click on that and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Have a beautiful day. And I hope that you will truly forgive me. Namaste.